Welcome to another edition of Where Have You Been? The show where we look at things to do and places to go around the Second Life grid with your hosts, Caledonia Skytower and Elric Merlin.
Well, Rick, we survived Halloween. Did you have a good time during the month?
We did survive. I had some enjoyable adventures in October. Second Life residents really go all out in October, don't they?
They most certainly do.
Callie? Why do you have that silly grin on your face? Where have you been?
Well, you see, I'm looking here at our notes and I realize that there are two things here that really delight me. Recommendations from our listeners and destinations with a clear and present sense of humor. And this episode's destination qualifies big time on both counts. It was recommended to us by David Lord Junabela, who our listeners may remember is the owner of the Limoncello Gallery, among others. Thank you, David, for this excellent suggestion.
And the sense of humor component?
Let me just say that it's not uncommon for me to be thinking about Charles Dickens at this time of year. As many of our listeners know, I am part of the Shawnakie Library, which produces the Dickens Project, which will open next month. But even if it were not Dickens time in my particular clubhouse, this episode's destination would put me in mind of one of my favorite snippets of Dickens, introduced to me many years ago in-world by Clannex Northmead.
Aha! So what destination is it, and why does it remind you of Dickens? And which bit of Dickens?
The destination is the Belisarian Bureau of Bureaucracy, founded by Boo Royo. And the bit of Dickens is from Chapter 10 of Little Dorrit, entitled Containing the Whole Science of Government, and beginning this way. The Circumlocution Office was, as everybody knows without being told, the most important department under government. No public business of any kind could possibly be done at any time without the acquiescence of the Circumlocution Office. Its finger was in the largest public pie and in the smallest public tart. It was equally impossible to do the plainest right or undo the plainest wrong without the express authority of the Circumlocution Office. If another gunpowder plot had been discovered half an hour before lighting the match, nobody would have been justified in saving Parliament until there had been half a score of boards, half a bushel of minutes, several stacks of unofficial memoranda, and a family vault full of ungrammatical correspondence on the part of the Circumlocution Office.
That does sound vaguely familiar in terms of what it can be like to deal with bureaucracies. So, there are people in Second Life establishing such things. Are they serious or are they doing this for fun?
I am pleased to say it is for fun. And the way David shared it, it almost sounds like fun. If I didn't work for government in First Life, I might really enjoy it. As it is, I find it incredibly amusing, and it cannot help but remind me of Dickens' treatise on the varying intractabilities of bureaucracies.
I suspect someone made him angry.
Indeed. There is almost always someone in government who has that effect on people. Now, don't get me wrong. I have a lot of respect for my fellow government employees and their dedication to serving the people. It's a noble calling that I am proud to be a part of. The insane part of it comes when the government becomes an object in and of itself and the service to the people starts to get lost. I call it playing government. Well, and that's what Dickens is referring to.
So, there is a delightful irony in the Belisarian Bureau of Bureaucracy doing that for fun. I see here that they issue passports, do vehicle, vessel and driver licensing, and even have licenses for things that travel through the air. They have embassies. One has opened or is just opening on Zindra. They're a full-service role-play bureaucracy for Second Life.
Oh, my. Linden Labs has donated the land for this charming endeavor. They publish a weekly gazette, which David Lord Junabela is the editor of. I stopped by their headquarters on Swordfish and snickered at the surveillance camera in the entry. There were maps, informational panels, an event space, information on embassies, and a dutiful civil servant with their nose in their paperwork. It was just like a real government office. And the applications ask for much the same information that would be required in a first world application, and the license document is issued. I don't believe that they conduct virtual driver's tests, though. I suppose there are limits.
Now, this tongue-in-cheek bureaucracy does serve a greater purpose than licensing vehicles that have no actual mass. Their passports are a model that we've seen others use for systems that encourage resident exploration, Forever Tourist and the Nature Collective being among them.
Right. Residents can get passports for Belisaria or the Confederation of Democratic Simulators and use a HUD-driven passport system to collect stamps from various destinations registered in that system. At present, there are a maximum of 662 individual stamps that could have been accumulated. I say could have, because some of the stamps are for destinations at events like SL-19B that are now gone, which I suppose makes those stamps rare collector's items. At least people are actually finding things, thanks to the Belisarian Bureau of Bureaucracy. That's certainly a step up from Dickens' Circumlocution Office.
How so?
Numbers of people were lost in the Circumlocution Office. Unfortunates with wrongs or projects for the general welfare who, in the slow lapse of time and agony, had passed safely through other public departments. Who, according to rule, had been bullied in this, overreached by that, and evaded by every other, got referred at last to the Circumlocution Office and never reappeared in the light of day. Boards sat upon them, secretaries minuted upon them, commissioners gabbled about them, clerks registered, entered, checked, and ticked them off, and they melted away. In short, all the business of the country went through the Circumlocution Office, except the business that never came out of it. And its name was Legion.
Ha! Well, we can be thankful that, just like this show, the Belisarian Bureau of Bureaucracy is dedicated to helping people find places and events in Second Life that they might not otherwise find on their own. That seems to be in the finest spirit of public service.
It is. And their headquarters on the Regent Swordfish is compact enough that there can never be an endless line or an hour's long wait for those services. There's just no room.
Silly Callie.
Seriously, I think this is delightful, and I'm all for these passport systems and helping residents find the hidden gems created with love and commitment by other residents to share and that are waiting to be found all over Second Life.
So, consider stopping by the headquarters of the Belisarian Bureau of Bureaucracy on Swordfish and check out all the things they have to offer. You can also check out the BBB Gazette, issued weekly online. You can find the link to the Gazette and the Slurl to their headquarters in the show notes for this episode at vcradio.org.
And its name was Legion. The Regent Swordfish is rated moderate.
You've been listening to another edition of Where Have You Been? The show that looks at things to do and places to go around the Second Life grid on Virtual Community Radio. For more information on the latest episodes, visit the website at vcradio.org.